Our Bible reading this morning is about a harvest over 3,000 years ago and about a young woman called Ruth, not long before Ruth had come with her mother-in-law Naomi to live in Bethlehem, which was where Naomi used to live. Please be seated.
One day Ruth said to Naomi,
"Let me see if I can find someone who will let me pick up the grain left in the fields by the harvest workers."
Naomi answered,
"Go ahead, my daughter."
So right away, Ruth went out to pick up grain in the field owners by Boaz. He was related to Naomi's husband, as well as a rich and important man. When Boaz left Bethlehem and went out to his field, he said to the harvest workers,
"The Lord bless you."
They replied,
"And may the Lord bless you."
Then Boaz asked the man in charge of the harvest workers,
"Who is that young woman?"
The man answered,
"She is the one who came back from Moab with Naomi. She asked if she could pick up grain left by the harvest workers, and she has been working all morning without a moment's rest."
Boaz went over to Ruth and said,
"I think it will be best for you not to pick up grain in anyone else's field. Stay here with the women and follow along behind them as they gather up what the men have cut. I have warned the men not to bother you, and whenever you are thirsty, you can drink from the water jars they have filled."
Ruth bowed down to the ground and said,
"You know I come from another country. Why are you so good to me?"
Boaz answered,
"I've heard how you've helped your mother-in-law ever since your husband died. You even left your own father and mother to come and live in a foreign land among people you don't know. I pray that the Lord God of Israel will reward you for what you have done, and now that you have come to him for protection, I pray that he will bless you."
Ruth replied,
"Sir, it's good of you to speak kindly to me and make me feel so welcome. I'm not even one of your servants."
At mealtime, Boaz said to Ruth,
"Come, eat with us. Have some bread and dip it in the sauce."
Right away she sat down with the workers, and Boaz handed her some roasted grain. Ruth ate all she wanted and had left some over. When Ruth got up to start picking up grain, Boaz told his men,
"Don't stop her, even if she picks up grain from where it is stacked. Be sure to pull out some stalks of grain from the bundles and leave them on the ground for her. And don't speak harshly to her."
Ruth worked until the field until evening. After she had pronounced the grain off the stalks, she had a large basket full of grain. She took the grain to town and showed Naomi how much she had picked up. Ruth also gave her food left over from her lunch.
Excellent job, thank you. So, the story of Ruth is one of the best-known stories in the Bible, and it's set around harvest, so perhaps it can help us to see what's important about today. So as we heard, it starts with a girl called Ruth. She'd come home with her mother-in-law to Israel, to a town called Bethlehem. It was a tough time for them. They were both widowed, they had no one to care for them, no land to grow their own food. But back in the Old Testament law, God had made provision to take care for people in that sort of situation. So in Leviticus chapter 19, it says this: "When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner." So Ruth asked Naomi for permission to go out and glean, to pick up the leftover crops. And as we heard, She went to a field owned by a man named Boaz. And then while she was gleaning, along came Boaz. Boaz saw Ruth, found out who she was, and then told her that she could stay in his field and collect whatever she could. So Ruth just happened to go to Boaz's field, and he just happened to come along while she was there. What a stroke of luck. But actually, it wasn't luck. And Naomi knew that. So she said, "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. "He hasn't stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead." See, Naomi realized that all this had happened because God was at work for Ruth's good and for Naomi's good. And that's the first thing that actually this story tells us about harvest. It's a reminder for us of God's goodness and generosity. I put in the newsletter this week, in my little bit at the front of the newsletter, that I think there's a danger for us as Christians that we kind of get into a way of thinking that when something obviously miraculous has happened, that's God at work. But the rest of the time, the world just trundles along and organizes itself. But that's so different to the way the Bible talks about it. The Bible says that every good thing is a gift from God. It isn't just the spectacular or the miraculous where God's at work. God's at work in so many little ways every day, in providing for us, in caring for us, and just in blessing us through one another. And harvest is a good time to remember that, because we kind of think, well, yeah, people plant the seed, it grows, it's harvested, and all good gifts around us actually come from Tesco's or Sainsbury's. But actually, it all comes from God. The reason that we have the right weather, so the crops grow, so they can be harvested. The people who harvest it and produce the food for us, God's at work through all of that. And so harvest especially is a reminder of God's goodness and generosity, and we can all too easily take it for granted. But God does give us so much. And I guess there's a danger that when things go wrong in life, like they had for Ruth and Naomi, it's easy to focus on the things that have gone wrong, to ask why God lets those things happen. And sometimes difficulties and suffering can make people think that God doesn't really care about them, whilst all the time they're receiving so many blessings from him. Food and drink and homes and clothes. We are just surrounded by so many simple blessings. And harvest should be a reminder for us that these blessings come from a God who is gracious and good. So Ruth goes out into the fields to harvest as the law allowed. Now I'm sure that there would have been some landowners who would have told their workers to make sure that they left as little as possible for anyone who came to glean, but not Boaz. Boaz gave orders to his men, "Let her gather from among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. Even pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up. Don't rebuke her." Now, Ruth, of course, was oblivious to all this. She didn't know what Boaz had said to his workers. But by the end of the day, she'd collected around 13 kilograms of grain. And when Ruth got home that evening, Naomi was amazed by the amount. See, there was real generosity on Boaz's part. He actually did far more than the Lord demanded. If we'd have read on, we'd have seen that he kept doing the same thing next day and the next day until the harvest was finished. And that's the second thing which this story of Ruth tells us about harvest. God is good and generous, but our good and generous God doesn't necessarily distribute his provision equally. He leaves us to share what we have with those who have less. So you see, when we support Food Bank or Family Pack, When we support Samaritan's Purse, which we'll be doing at our Christingle service, or Tear Fund, which we did a few weeks ago. When we support Charles Thompson's Mission, which we're doing through the service today, we are being like Boaz. Psalm 65 says, "You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance." And the harvest does provide an abundance. It's often been said that there is enough food in the world to mean that no one needs to starve. But we know that so often those who are rich hoard it to themselves and leave those who are poor to go without. And that abundance is so often wasted. Do you know, in this country alone, every year we throw away 10 million tons of good food. Out of that, 7.1 million tons is thrown away by households. That means that the average family throws away about a quarter of the food that they buy. It's worth about £50 of good food each month. It's mad. But Boaz recognized that God had been generous to him so that he could be generous to others. And God has been generous to us so that we can be generous to others. You might not think that you have a lot, but compared to some, you are so blessed. And God has given you that, not just for you to enjoy, but for you to help others to enjoy as well. And so harvest is a reminder that God is good and generous. It's a reminder that God gives to us so that we can give to others. One more thing in our reading. Actually, it's the most important thing in the reading. In verse 12, Boaz says to Ruth, "May the Lord repay you for what you've done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." See, Ruth hadn't just come to Bethlehem with Naomi. She'd also come to trust Naomi's God. She'd come to take refuge under his wings. She'd discovered for herself that God was good and loving. She'd discovered that God cared about her personally, and that knowing him was the best thing ever. Now, maybe Naomi had told Ruth about that in the past, but it was only when Ruth experienced it for herself that she knew that it was true. And it is a bit like all these good things we have around us today. These things just look so good. The church is so beautifully decorated, and all those foodstuffs, they look so good. But you only really know that they're good if you taste them. You see, I can think that this fruit here looks very nice and these grapes look very nice. But now I know that that grape tasted very nice. It was only when I tasted it for myself that I knew. I can tell you that it's very nice, but unless you come and taste one, oh, do you want a grape? It's almost like a grape. Help yourself to a grape. Have a grape. Have a grape. What do you reckon?
Tastes like a grape.
Tastes like a grape. Thank you for that. It's only when they try them for themselves that they'll know that they're good. And it's still true. In this harvest service, we remember that God gives us so much to enjoy. But the best thing that God offers us is himself. And you'll only know how good that is when you accept it for yourself. And if you miss out on that, you do actually miss out on the best that life has to offer. So, three reminders for harvest. God is a good and generous God. A God we can trust to provide for us. God gives to us so that we can give to others. His generosity is actually worked out through our generosity. And most of all, God wants us to have a real relationship with him. And that's the best thing that the world has to offer.